Track 9, and this is Brian Gall back at the Sports Desk to bring you all the latest news and views about what's been happening. Have you been watching the World Cup cricket on television? We're now about halfway through the group matches where each country plays the other 9 in the tournament. The weather lately has curtailed or even voided some games, but the disruption's been less than you might think, despite the way the heavens have opened lately. Team England are still going on nicely, and that early loss against Pakistan is their only blemish so far. Yesterday they met Afghanistan, who'd lost every match thus far, and it proved a match when records were broken. England's total of 397 for 7 from the 50 overs was their best ever in a limited overs contest. They were inspired by skipper Ian Morgan, who quite simply blew the opposition away with a hurricane-like innings of 148 runs, scored off only 71 balls. And when the Afghans came to bat, they were simply unequal to the task of competing with England's performance. Their heads never dropped, but they lost the match in the end by 150 runs. Much was also made in the media on Sunday when India played arch-rivals Pakistan at Old Trafford. This was a masterclass also in its way, with India imposing themselves on the contest and winning comfortably. I think they stand in England's way, more than Australia, as challengers to win the World Cup. Turning to the local cricket scene, in the Premier Division of the Worcestershire County League, Stourbridge sit at the very top. But they were lucky last Saturday. Theirs was the only match in the division where play was possible due to the rain. Even then, the number of overs were restricted, but they won against Evesham by 9 wickets, having reached 85 for 1 from 19 overs. None of our local sides were able to play in the first division, leaving Hagley still top of the league table, as I described to you last time. One match was played in which Cookley beat Worcester Nomads, but that didn't affect the top positions in the league standings. Apart from the World Cup cricket on television, I've also been following tennis, where the English grass court season has stuttered to a start, again thanks to the rain. The Nottingham event last week was played largely indoors. And the main event this week is the ladies' tournament in Birmingham, along with the men at Queen's. Jo Konter had taken a rest last week after winning her way to the semi-final of the French Open the week before, but she was in action on Monday, the first day in Birmingham, when she had a comfortable straight sets win against Kontaveit of Estonia. However, Heather Watson was knocked out on the same day. Going back to Nottingham last week, Britain's Dan Evans won the men's title there to add to his victory in the Surbiton tournament the week before, and he's on a hot streak at the moment, up to 70th in the world rankings. And we're about to see Andy Murray back in action on a tennis court. He'll be playing doubles in partnership with Felicia Lopez at Queen's in London this week. But don't blink, you might miss it. Murray and Lopez are due to play the top seeds in the tournament in the first round. I had hoped to bring a little tennis news from the tournament at Queen's Club in London, but rain washed out the entire day's play on Tuesday. Much the same in Birmingham, where the skies lowered as the afternoon wore on, but not early enough to grant a reprieve to Harriet Dart, another young British hopeful who lost her match in straight sets against Putintseva. Now a little speedway news. On Monday evening, the Wolverhampton team were finally back on the track after the previous week's meeting had to be abandoned due to a waterlogged track. On Monday, they were in action away from home against Poole and lost by 51 points to 39. They had started the evening brightly and led up until halfway, but once the home side got their noses in front, they pulled away and Wolves were never in the hunt. But they'll have an immediate chance for revenge. Poole are the visitors at the Monmore Green track next Monday evening, and another home fixture against Swindon to follow that. Wolves have a chance to earn some points and climb the league table. I've said before that I'm not a huge golf fan, but I do like to follow the major tournaments, and I watched on television some of last week's US Open Championship. Only some of, because the event took place at the Pebble Beach course in California, and thanks to the 8-hour time difference, each day's action continued into the small hours here. It was good to see a new name carved on the trophy this time, that of Gary Woodland, a United States player, winning his first ever major trophy and thus becoming an instant millionaire. There had been a good deal of British interest running up to the final round on Sunday. Justin Rose began that, one stroke behind the eventual champion, and Rory McIlroy was also well up on the leaderboard. But Rose faded, and McIlroy, who had won the Canadian Open tournament the week before, failed to make any progress against the top performers. The eventual winner's main challenger proved to be another American, Bruce Koepka, who'd won this tournament the last 2 years, but even he was unable to make it 3 in a row. The next big golf extravaganza will be our own Open, to be played this year on Irish soil at Royal Portrush next month, and surely that venue's tailor-made for McIlroy to display his talent. Following on from my report of the disputed result in the Canadian Grand Prix motor race last week, we're still no clearer as to whether Ferrari's downgrade to second place for the car driven by Sebastian Vettel still stands or not. Last week, Ferrari said they would not appeal the downgrade. This week, they say they wish to exercise a right to review the result, which awarded victory to Lewis Hamilton's Mercedes, which originally finished the race in second place. There needs to be a hearing of this process, date still to be agreed. Meanwhile, the teams are busy preparing for the next Formula One fixture, the French Grand Prix at the Paul Ricard circuit this coming weekend. I've already noticed that Ferrari have got their excuses in early. The team boss has stated that the circuit there is not suitable for their cars, which are reputed to work better in a straight line, but don't care for bends. I can't say I've been following closely the Women's Soccer World Cup, currently being played in France. This is the event where England and Scotland were drawn in the same group of 4 teams. Both have played 2 matches so far. England won both theirs, Scotland lost theirs, and the final matches in that group take place this evening, Wednesday. England are safely through to the next stage of the competition. Scotland must beat Argentina this evening and hope that that win would be enough to take them through as well. Not too likely, I fear. Anyway, news of that competition and much more besides in next week's report. But until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gore.